I know these are a lot of episodes all at once, and I hope you'll forgive me, those of you who still listen to this podcast. Maybe this is the final place where I can go and slip into the void, or not worry about anybody watching me anymore. I keep having this delusion that this comedian and his team are paying attention and they're worried about me. Because there's been a glitch on Twitter blocking my account, or maybe not a glitch, it's just my account's been blocked. So only people that are directed to there can go there. Because I've been a pain. Because I've been so unwell, and I haven't had any proper support. And so I'm here, like, tidying up, because I'm worried that Asia is watching, and, ain't eating so that I don't worry about bothering a stand-up comedian and calling my mum instead of going to hospital. This is not good. Pop, is this the final layer? That I can say anything I want now because I'm here? Because nobody is listening. Maybe not even the neighbours. Well, my mum, I mean, God, my mum. I'm 50 and I'm still needing my mum to bail me out, to save my life. Because I've fallen through the cracks in the system. And the one person I thought maybe would care, I was a delusion. And that was the lovely, sexy-footed stand-up comedian Will Anderson. And as wonderful as he is and his team, they haven't got time to supervise someone like me. If anything, they're really hoping that I'll just get over it, like Teen said. And also, like Teen said, I really just need to take care of my fucking self. Well, she didn't say the fucking part, but yeah. I've been so focused ever since when? When did I start obsessing? Well, I guess my dad does. He's been for years obsessed about wanting to make a heap of money saving the world. Huh. Now I understand his poor delusion. It's not about being grandiose. It's about feeling horrible about yourself. You feel so horrible and so small that doing anything for yourself seems like just not worth it. You need to make yourself so big just to do the tiniest things. And that's what I did in the middle of the night, or at like 2 or 3 in the morning. I had this fear, this paranoid delusion that not only was Asia watching, but if I didn't tidy up my place, that maybe I'd get put away as a political prisoner. Holy shit, people, that's scary. And it's not something that you just go to and then you come back from. Pop, I guess, is the final realization. If it's the final realization, pop, the final realization is that there are no final realizations. Well, at least the fog I feel is lifting. I'm starting to remember things again. Jesus Christ, this is awakenings. Jesus Christ, Will Anderson and your team and people, if you are listening, well, what a fucking journey, hey? Thanks again for not calling the cops or putting me in hospital. Still would have been dead. Probably, maybe. I don't know. Not great, though. Not a great look. All that skin under the eyes. All that mess. All that starvation. I'm scared for myself. People, I'm still coming out of it. See what I did just then? It just drags me back under. I used to be able to just do like thought experiments or imaginary games with people in my mind where I could just do stuff and say stuff and then come back out of it again, and I knew reality from fantasy, I thought. with this. I thought that I would know if I was psychotic. I'd be able to tell. I'd be able to, like, check. But I keep checking in my rearview mirror and thinking that the objects look the right size, and they don't. They just don't. They look wrong when you're standing too close or too far away. I don't know. Where is the right place to stand anyway? I don't want to die. Maybe that's the final realization. Is that I don't want to die. I don't want to just sexually castrate myself and politely suicide at 65. What if I was 65 now? Would I just want to peace out? Would I have been happy with just sexual castration and then a 2-week party and then go? I don't know. But I don't want to end up on the streets, that's for sure. Like, I'm worried 2 of my neighbours will be. What do I do about that? I have the power, I think. I could probably help them. I could give one enough resources to keep her housed. I could help another one with the cleaning to keep her housed. But will that be enough? Will they stay housed in 6 months when the next house inspection happens? Will I? Will I be alive? Will I be alive to help them out? I guess I'm just gonna have to really focus on my fucking self now. Pop. Wow. So the plans for today are rest, eat, plan food, rest, eat, plan food. Okay, so in case any of the comedian or his team are watching, I promise everyone can relax. I got this.